KT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. Jim Williams in studio with John Chitwood. And you've probably heard, as you probably did 30 seconds ago, John's commercial. He's a big supporter and an advertiser here on KNKT. John, thanks so much for that. We really appreciate that.
Thank you.
And, just getting to know you 10, 12 minutes here before we went on the air, it's fun to know all the things you're doing in ministry, how well Southern Boulevard Automotive is doing. So congratulations.
And thank you. Thank you. God is blessing us. That is for sure.
He sure is. Well, and we're going to, John is obviously an expert in car mechanics. He can teach your old car new tricks. I want you to be able to call him this afternoon at 505-338-5790. Doesn't matter if you're in New Mexico or anywhere else. 338-5790, area code 505. John's here to answer any questions you might have. And I'm going to start, John, with asking you a question about my car. I got I have this old Nissan Armada, about a 2005, a couple hundred plus thousand miles. I'm driving down the road and all of a sudden the dashboard starts clicking.
Like almost like a tick, 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 tick.
Yeah. And it'll last for like 20 seconds.
Right.
And then it goes away. What do I have to do?
What it is either there's a blend door actuator or a mode door actuator or the fresh air door actuator. Something like this is, the gears inside there are plastic. We were talking about this earlier. I said, you know, it's engineered obsolescence. They don't make them out of metal, which they should. I mean, you think about that. Yeah, a little bit of aluminum, you know, nice gears that'll last, but the gears inside are plastic. And over the years, well, from the heat, cold, whatever it may be, the gear will actually either break the teeth off or the gear will actually split. And it's sitting there trying to sink itself, and it'll go so long. I mean, there's some of them that I've seen last for 4 and 5 minutes.
Wow.
So if you've had it for 20 seconds, you should be feel lucky. Because I've had them sit there tick, 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 tick. And I mean, for, you know, 5-10 minutes, you're like, wow, as you talk about just driving you nuts. But that blend door, that actuator, whether it be a blend door actuator, mode door actuator, a fresh door, fresh air, door actuator, whatever, that actuator needs to be identified and then that actuator replaced.
I am going to get that up to Southern Boulevard here this week.
All right. Just let me know.
Get it taken. We'll find it. Hey, I want to ask you about, my parents are elderly. They live in Rio Rancho and I'm always concerned about them going to a mechanic.
Right.
So I know you guys do an extra special job of working with people, educating people. Tell us a little bit how you do that.
More with anything, it's not just on the verbal. The best tool for anybody to learn, especially automotive, is visual. Take the customer out, you know, if they want to see, say, yeah, let me show you what's going on. And then the only problem is some of the elderly just, they're not going to get under a car with you.
No, that's right.
But if you can put it up in the air, but I mean, a lot of the visual and just going through with it and explaining them, and until you are comfortable that the customer, the client, whoever it may be, has an understanding of what's going on.
John Chitwood in studio with me, Jim Williams here with ABQ Connect. Please call us at 505-338-5790 if you want to ask John a question about your automobile. He probably can't necessarily diagnose the whole thing right now, but he can give you a good idea what's going on. John, you're a relationship builder. I mean, you already shared with me you're helping teach Bible studies and classes at the School of Ministry here at Calvary of Albuquerque.
Yeah.
So an amazing schedule that you're keeping. So I'm sure that most of your customers are repeat customers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, and then some. You know, I have customer. I was talking to a lady today. She's been, you know, coming for 20 plus years. You know, I have customers that have been there since day one. This is my 25th year there. And no, you just keep building the relationships, you know,
so you
as
they are. You have a new car or an old car, but it's new to you.
Right.
And from I can tell, again, from listening to your commercials, that you believe in preventive maintenance and regular tune-ups and all that entails. And does that really reduce the cost of overall maintenance when you take care of your car?
Oh, yeah, especially fluids. Fluids is a big, big thing. You know, cause people will, inevitably we will see transmissions fail because I've never changed my transmission fluid, and someone will say, well, I didn't know I was supposed to.
Right.
Okay. Or I've had people come in and the engine's knocking. Well, when did you get your last oil change? Well, my buddy did it. Uh-huh. And, okay, they didn't put the either right oil or any oil in there. I've seen that. Or that I haven't been changing my oil. Or I'm going 10, 15,000 miles between oil changes. And the viscosity breaks down.
Especially in the heat of New Mexico.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, just with anything, it doesn't really matter. These engines, and now I know what the manufacturers are saying now, but we've talked about this too, where they're saying, oh, no. Now you can go 5,000 and 6,000 miles instead of 3,000 miles. And yet I own a Nissan, Xterra, and they said, you know, if you read the manual, it says you can go every 5,000. I go 3,000 and my oil's black, and I know exactly what that means. It means your viscosity is breaking down. The lubrication factor is not going to be there.
Right.
So if that's happening, why would I, you know, push it to where, you know, I'm going to have engine damage?
Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about the intent that a lot of these car manufacturers have in not only your maintenance schedule, but in the way they build the cars. But right now, we're going to go to the phones. Mike is on the phone with a question about his differential. Mike, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Good. Hey, John, I have...
Yes, sir.
My wife, actually, she drives this vehicle. It's kind of hers. It's a 2000... GMC Jimmy.
Okay.
Of course, it's rear-wheel drive differential. Mm-hmm. And the old backlash whining started in that differential.
Okay.
And I just wanted to know how long. It's been going on for a long time. And I just wondered if that whining is the backlash on the ring and, or the, the ring and pinion gear, I guess.
Okay. It could be, without, you know, trying to determine exactly where the noise is coming from. Yes, it could be. What ends up happening when you have that noise coming out of the ring and pinion like that? What happens is the gears are not meshing like they should. And generally that comes from a bad bearing. You know, the bearing has moved or worn or chipped or something is going, you know, is going bad in it. If it was me, I'd probably want to check that and see, okay, did it have a bad bearing? Did something shift? You know, why is it whining? Because it's when the teeth don't mesh, you know, the pinion doesn't mesh with the ring gear. That's where you get that whining from.
Right. And it only does the whining on the coast. Not on acceleration.
Okay. Then more than likely something's just shifted and you're just catching that. And to be honest with you, if you get your rear end, serviced and the oil, fluid in there has no metal in it, I really wouldn't worry about it. I mean, it's annoying. I understand, but it's really not going to cause any damage.
So really just get the fluid changed.
Exactly. But you need to have that, exactly, that fluid needs to be inspected though. If there's, if there's any kind of metal in there, any kind of shavings, you need to, you know, obviously do the repair.
Go a little further, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a real quick question.
Sure.
On a 1998 Saab.
Okay.
And I know that's a Saab, it's a Saab story, right?
Yeah, exactly. We're doing the sign of the cross right now, so go ahead.
Yeah. It's a 900S. Uh-huh. Non-turbo, but it started kind of periodic, like a miss.
Okay.
But it's like few and far between. Like you'll go out for about 10 minutes and maybe it'll like hesitate one time.
Okay.
And it did it more when the air conditioner was going.
Okay.
Than when it wasn't.
Okay.
And I don't know if there's some fast idle switch in there or if it may be an injector.
No, you know, that's what I was actually going to say. You know, when you're leaning that way, generally if it's ignition, you're going to actually have a more regular failure, than you would. Yeah. Then you would have, fuel injector starting to get plugged up, maybe, starting to fail in the windings or something in the injector. I've seen that. I've also seen, the mass airflow sensors in these, the same way will start to get dirty. You may want to try cleaning that as well.
I got you. John, thank you very much.
No, thank
Mike,
you,
thanks
sir.
For the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too, buddy.
Bye-bye. Really appreciate the calls. And if you'd like to talk to John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive this afternoon, please call us at 505-338-5790. Jim Williams in studio with John. We'll be back with more from the expert John Chitwood right after these messages. Thanks.
A rowing team exhibits high performance by working together with proven techniques to produce winning results. Well, finding the right realtor is one thing, but then there's mortgage, title, and other experts to consider. Working with an experienced, reputable, and reliable team, Ramos Real Estate, you'll have confidence knowing all of these details are handled professionally from beginning to end. Let Ramos Real Estate tie the bow on all of your real estate needs. Contact Elaine at 379-6845. That's 379-6845.
Skip Heitzig drills into a real spiritual nerve. No Novocaine. Here we go with Skip Heitzig.
If you have noticed anything in your Bible, you notice that God doesn't tolerate rivals. Or God is never satisfied to be one God among other gods. And you know why that is. Because there are no other gods. What values are so important to you that when you make a choice, you bring those values to bear in making that decision?
Find more from Skip at connectwithskip.com.
Pick your poison, whether it's alcoholism, drug addiction, pornography, anger, whatever. Nobody wakes up and says, today I will become one of 12 million alcoholics in America. What they do is they wake up and they say, just one more day, just one more drink, just one more night.
Access Skip's teaching library from your TV at home. Add the Skip Heitzig app to your Apple TV.
Make a choice today to turn your life over to Jesus. Make your choice today to turn your back on what you know you should turn your back on.
The 2019 Star 88 Golf Tournament, Saturday morning, September 21st, 8 o'clock at Santa Ana Golf Club. This four-person scramble will help Star 88 meet the 2019 budget, while a portion of the proceeds will benefit Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. Enjoy a day filled with golf and giveaways and godly fellowship. Breakfast is provided by Monroe's New Mexican Food. Lunch provided by Chick-fil-A. Sponsors are needed right now, and golfers will receive a discount for signing up early at star88.fm/golf.
You are listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
John Chitwood in studio with Jim Williams here with ABQ Connect. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Lots of callers already. We have Mark on the phone now, and he's got a bad odor, John. Tell him what he
talk to
do.
Me, Mark.
Hey, this is Mark. How are you?
Good, buddy.
Hey, I've got a Ford Explorer that when we take a trip, just a short one in town, get back in the car and turn it on. Oh, my gosh, you're overpowered. Have to roll the windows down. It has kind of like a urine smell coming through the car. And I'll replace the outside filter and the inside filter, but it's still there, but not as strong, but still there.
Couple different things that we've seen on this. And in fact, Jim and I were just talking about this. We've seen different things that will crawl up through the fresh air intake tube, whether it be mice or different things like this. They can get up in there and they can build nests, whether you see it or not. One of the things you can do is when you pull the cabin air filter out of there, also make sure that the drain is unplugged, because a lot of times the drain will get plugged up with whether it be sediment or, you know, if it sucks in, you know, leaves and stuff like this, debris, it'll get and it'll stick into the drain, and that water will sit in there from the condensation of the evaporator core, and it'll start to just a bad mold, a bad smell on it.
Okay, that wouldn't make sense.
Yeah. So what I would do is, I would pull the cabin air filter out and get a flashlight, even a borescope, and look around in there to see if you can see anything possible that may have been, you know, got up in there and, you know, kind of, you know, messed up inside of it, you know, whether it be mice or, I've seen a lot of different things. I've taken a lot of dead rodents out of vehicles.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I hope it's not that.
Thanks for the call, Mark.
Hey, Mark, there's also some stuff, that's sold by, BG. It's called Frigifresh. That's it. It's called Frigifresh, and it actually, you can spray it into the vents and it eliminates a ton of odors.
Okay. Thank you. Is that B as in boy, D as in David?
No. Boy George. Or it actually stands for Bearing Gear. But it's BG Products, and it's a spray can. It's called Frigifresh.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much.
No problem, buddy.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate the call. 338-5790 is the number to call if you'd like to speak with John Chitwood. John, you're a car guy. Absolutely no question about it. When did you know you were a car guy?
Probably when my dad threw me into the gas station when I was a little kid.
So your dad, you guys owned a gas station back in the day?
My dad owned gas stations before I was born.
Yeah.
And back when it was full serve.
Yeah, and gas stations are different now. So younger folks may not realize you went to the gas station, you had two or three bays where you're doing repairs and oil changes and everything.
But I came from the era. I really hate to throw my age out there, but I came from the era where you pulled up to the gas station and I went out, I pumped your gas, I washed your windows, I checked your oil, I checked your belts and everything else on the spot. And I did that when I was a kid. I mean, I've been doing this for a lot of years.
I actually remember that. So you're not dating yourself as much as you think. Well, cars are not just your vocation. Sounds like something you really love.
It's one of those things too. That's just like with anything, you know, you have a passion or you're good at it and you start to do it.
Right.
You know, and that's what it ended up being. You know, I mean, someone told me one time, it was my uncle. He tells me, he says, you need to start a shop. You need to do this. He's, you know, starts lining everything out and just did, you know, but it's amazing how God has used it for ministry.
Yes.
You know, and support in all kind of different areas. It's just, you know, I can't tell you how much God has blessed us in, you know, and allowing us to do a plethora of different type of ministry through the business.
Right. One of the things that I've noticed, I kind of do a few things on cars, and I open up an engine and I'm invariably trying to take out a spark plug or something. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I think is, whoever the engineer was that designed this has no idea how to actually work on a car.
Or has never done it.
And so you talked off air a little bit about some of the intentions of the engineers.
Right.
And I don't know if this is part of the, you know, marketing program or whatever.
Of course
it is, yes. Now, I don't want to bash any manufacturers. We have great car dealers in town. 99% of them are going to back every kind of product. But you mentioned that. But sometimes there's functional obsolescence
built
into these vehicles.
Well,
Explain that a little bit.
It's actually called engineered obsolescence.
Okay.
Okay. And it has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with any dealership.
Right.
Period, the end.
Right.
It's the manufacturer. And it's not one, it's all.
Wow.
Every single one of them do it. And you have to think about this, okay? They're wanting your car to last 5 to 10 years.
Right.
Max. Mm-hmm. Actually, 10 years is pushing it for them, but they want you to come in and buy another vehicle.
Right.
So they've, like, for instance, there's certain makes and models that the fuel pump has been engineered to start that vehicle just X amount of times. Now they've actually, how they've done this, they've got it over years and it'll always be 2 to 3 years after the vehicle is out of its factory warranty, always. But you can guarantee, and we have them on the shelf because we know they're coming in. We know they're coming in. Just like your Blendor motor in your Armada.
Uh-huh.
You know, we have Fords, General Motors. I mean, we do them all the time.
It's a very common.
It's very, very common. And you think about that. If I wanted that Blendor actuator to last, what would have I used? Metal.
Of some
type, even a light metal. Okay, because they'll tell you, oh, we're going because we can't use metal because we want to reduce the weight. You're talking a gram.
Well, you could use aluminum.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Even at that, you're talking a gram of weight. Okay. And it would last, but you'd never have to replace it again, but they'll never get you back in the shop to make money if you don't do that.
That is amazing.
So, and it's sad to say, and I understand it though. I really, really do. It's kind of like, you know, even in every industry, whether it be golf or whatever it is, you know, all of a sudden the next year they come up with the better and the greater. That's just the way it is.
Do cars that are made today last longer than cars that were made 20 years ago?
Oh, no.
No.
No, 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 no. Not at all. Because what we're working with, instead of using a metal guide, they're using a nylon guide. Hmm. Well, nylon is just a fancy word for plastic.
Sure.
You know, where the, a lot of things we see, and just keep chains and stuff quiet, they'll use these nylon guides, but they're backed up with nylon instead of backing them up with metal. We see a lot of different things that are used now where it's like, it's not metal, it's plastic.
Well, I want to talk to you about people that are going out to find a new car.
Uh-huh.
They need it checked out before they buy it. But
right.
We're going to talk about that right after the break.
Sure.
You're listening to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams, in studio with John Chitwood, Southern Boulevard Automotive. Give us a call at 505-338-5790 if you'd like to talk to John. We'll be back right after these messages.
At DreamStyle featuring Pella, we must sell 500 windows and doors by July 22nd, so we're passing incredible savings on to you. Buy one window or door, get the second 50% off, or 3 years no interest. We're only offering this discount and special financing until July 22nd. It will end sooner if we reach our goal, which means you have less than 3 weeks left to take advantage of our biggest savings of the year. At DreamStyle Remodeling, we guarantee an unbeatable customer experience, a superior product, and expert installation. Buy one window or patio door, get the second 50% off, or 3 years no interest. Remember, this sale only applies to the next 500 units sold or until July 22nd. Dream Style Remodeling featuring Pella Windows and Doors. Call 373-0201 or visit dreamstylewindows.com to schedule your free consultation. That's 373-0201.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage, and proud to be a locally owned and operated mortgage company right here in New Mexico. Being local carries many positives for consumers, such as being able to meet face-to-face. You will receive quick response times, and all loans are processed here locally. And you will always talk with the same people from application to funding. All of our employees live here, and all profits from loan origination stay right here in New Mexico. Indigo Mortgage believes in supporting our local economy, and if at all possible, we use local vendors for supplies and technical support. I personally hire and vet all loan officers, and I assure you that your loans will be dealt with both ethically and with knowledge. Indigo Mortgage can offer the best rates and terms available on the market, so contact us today. On the net at indigomortgage.net or by calling 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. NMLS 1-88-348.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect.
Jim Williams in studio with John Chitwood, Southern Boulevard Automotive. Already had some nice callers calling about various issues with their cars. If you have a question for John, please call us at 505-338-5790. John, I'm going to put myself in this place.
Okay.
I'm a young person, maybe even a female, doesn't know a lot about cars, or a young man doesn't know anything about cars. I want to find something that's reliable. I've just finished college, and I need reliable transportation for my new job. The process is I go to a car dealer. They're very nice. They tell us all the fancy things about these cars. But before I decide to buy that, can you interact with us and look at the cars before we make that buying decision?
Oh, yeah, and we do. Now, this is where people – this gets a little bit kind of edgy for the simple fact that, okay, you have to invest money – because the technicians are on commission.
Yes.
So you want a master certified technician to look over your car.
Right.
You want to say, is this going to last? Can you crystal ball this as best possible? That's yes. What you're really looking for. So with that, it's $110.
Okay.
And then people always like, what? I mean, well, you can either pay $110 now or a couple thousand in a month.
Right.
You know, let's just say it needs a transmission.
So this is a car you really want to buy. You've
Correct.
Looked at four or five cars.
Correct.
You've done some shopping. Like, for example, give us some things that you should look for. One of the things I learned recently is I got underneath the car and I noticed a lot of caking of dirt,
mm-hmm.
like right between the engine and the transmission.
Right.
Well, that's an indication that there's an oil leak.
Right.
Well, off the bat.
If it's greasy.
Yes.
If it's greasy, build up dirt.
Yes.
Okay. Because I've actually had one gentleman come in. And he goes, oh, no, this is a nice car and everything else. And I took him underneath the car and I said, well, I understand. I said, but I think these people lived in a very, very muddy spot, or it was in a flood. And because we got under the car, and there was debris, there was mud buildup, there was, I mean, it was bad. It ended up being in a flood.
Wow.
You know, so these are things you don't know. That's what I'm saying. When you look at dirt buildup, you don't know where. That's
what a great way to spend $110 to avoid thousands down the road.
Exactly. We've had it come in. I had one gentleman, he calls me up on a Saturday and says, John, I need you to look at this vehicle. I said, well, you know, this is when we were open on Saturdays, some years back. We're not now, folks. And he calls me up. He says, I need you to look at this vehicle. And I said, no, I said, I can't do it till Monday. I said, bring it in Monday. He says, well, the guy said he already has a buyer.
Right.
I said, well, I said, it's a ploy. I said, but if it's got to go, let it go. He went ahead and bought it. He brings it to me on Monday. And I said, okay, so we're doing a pre-purchase. He says, no. I already bought it, but I need you to look it over. It had a bent frame.
Wow.
There's nothing I can do about that.
And that's probably not even something that the salesman even knew about.
It wasn't a salesman. It was his personal.
Oh, it was his personal.
This is someone just, you know.
So maybe they did.
I'm just,
that those for sale by owners.
Exactly right. You know, buyer beware. But no, we do that. We'll actually go through it. My mom bought a car and she bought it from a Toyota dealership or she was going to buy it, I should say. And, it was a couple years old. It was, and they said they had done this 30 some odd, vehicle inspection, you know, and this car was, and I forget even what they called it at that time, that it was certified.
Now, a lot of used cars have a 60-point inspection done, and it's certified for 90 days.
Exactly. And I asked him, I went in, and I said, well, I'd like to inspect this. And they hee-hawed around about it, but they said, okay. So I got it to the shop. Transmission fluid was filthy. Engine oil was dirty and low. And this has already been certified.
Sure.
The radio didn't work, had a CD stuck in it.
Wow.
And, you know, it had like five or six things that were just like the obvious to me.
Sure.
And so, you know, I went back and I said, well, I said, you fix these five or six things and we have ourselves a deal. And they did. You know, they're still behind it and the car lasted forever. I mean, it was like, you know, 10, 15 years later, she still had the car. And it was a good deal. It's just, if you don't know that and you're not the person that's, you know, a technician, how would you know?
How would you know?
And that's why we offer that service.
Well, many of us are just like with our computers. We Correct. Can turn them on. We know how to work them, how to operate them, how to do searches, how to type, how to do spreadsheets, whatever. Just like we know how to steer and how to brake.
Correct.
But as far as why that thing's not starting up right in the morning or why the computer's not booting, we don't have any idea.
And I'm so that guy.
You're the guy.
No. I'm the guy that don't know about the computer. You know? I'm that guy. I call it my friend, son Noah. I'm like, you know, hey, you know, what's going on with my computer?
Well, in the context of what we're talking about, we're not trying to disparage anybody. We
Correct.
Just want people to be careful and
yes.
to have wisdom about things that they hear. It's just like, the Bible talks about being like a Berean and evaluating
Correct.
The word of God that is shared with you. Go to the book itself and you can read all about the truth.
Right.
What's interesting about the car business, I had, you've probably met Dr. Downs
with
R. Downs Nutrition Center.
Yeah.
So I told him the other day, I said, when we have questions about our faith, we can go right to the Bible.
Right.
Old and New Testament. But there's really not a Bible to go to find out about supplements and how those supplements affect your bodies. But really in the car business, there's a lot more standard information.
Correct.
I've noticed on YouTube.
Correct.
That you can find a ton of information about what needs to be fixed. And frankly, almost every time I YouTube something, unless it's going to take me 10 minutes,
mm-hmm.
I'm taking it to Southern Boulevard Automotive to get it fixed. But I then know pretty good idea what you're going to say.
Right.
And almost always that is, I haven't spoken to you, but I've spoken to your technicians.
Right.
My elderly parents live in Rio Rancho, so they've used your services a lot. Fortunately, we haven't had any car breakdowns.
That's a good thing.
They change their oil and do all that stuff regularly.
Good.
It's good stuff. So car guy, you start off working in the business when you're young.
Yeah.
Working in the gas stations. Tell me how you got to be at Southern Boulevard Automotive.
You know, it was a God thing. It really was. You know, at the time, you know, I wasn't serving Christ. Mm-hmm. You know, it was during that time of me running from God. And I just answered an ad for technician. And during the interview, the owner says, well, I'd like you to run my shop. During the interview, I'm like, oh, okay. So I did. And I've been there ever since. And about 4 years into it, I took over ownership.
Wow.
And
what a great story.
And been there ever since. But at the end of that 4 years, I had given my life to Christ.
Nice.
And God has just blessed it because, you know, we use it as a ministry.
Well, more with John Chitwood. If you want to get some questions answered about your car, please call us at 505-338-5790. John Chitwood, Southern Boulevard Automotive in Rio Rancho, in studio with us answering your questions this afternoon. Stay with us here on KNKT.
It's already time to think about going back to school. Albuquerque Christian Children's Home always gets new kids right before school starts, and they often arrive with only the clothes they're wearing. Plus, the children who are already at ACCH have grown. All of these kids need clothes and shoes that fit. Please pick up a gift card at local clothing outlets and donate it to ACCH. For more information, call 898-5520. That's 898-5520. Or visit acchkids.org. And thanks for helping the kids at Albuquerque Christian Children's Home.
Since 1970, Albuquerque Christian Children's Home has been providing a loving Christian home environment for children who are homeless, hurting, or at risk through no fault of their own. We accept these children without regard for their race, religion, culture, or social status, and care for them without any cost to the family member or the state. Our goal is to always show them the love of God through the care and dedication of the ACCH staff. For more information, go to our website at acchforkids.org or call 898-5520.
This is A Fresh Thought. Listen up to Levi Lusco.
Now, as we go through the creed, what we're seeing is the load-bearing walls of Christian instruction and teaching and doctrine. The walls that, if you remove these, the whole house comes down. And the creed ends not with a whimper, it ends with a bang. As we see these graves exploding, and we're saying in this last line of the creed, I believe in the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. And then the last sentence is, amen. Amen. Normally on Easter, you come into church to hear a pastor talk about the fact that Jesus rose from the dead. We're going to mix it up this week, and I want to talk to you about the fact that you are going to rise from the dead. And really, that's the outcome of Easter. Not so much the event of Easter, that's the outcome of Easter.
For more fresh thoughts, go to levilusco.com.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect. Jim Williams in studio with Southern Boulevard Automotive owner John Chitwood. Please give us a call at 505-338-5790. Again, 338-5790. John, the car guy, knows all the stuff. Ask the expert about automobile repairs, and this is your guy. John, you have shared some interesting stories about some people that have kind of been upset about things they hear in their cars, mm-hmm. Little knocking or something going on. They bring it over to your shop. And then again, I don't think it's very spiritual, but we all know what Murphy's Law is, and that noise isn't going to show up when they come to the shop.
We have that continuously. I'm telling you, it's making the noise. You're not telling someone they're a liar because you know they're not. You know they're hearing something, but to get it to make the noise at the same time. So, I'd say 9 times out of 10, we always go for a ride with the customer and say, show me.
Mm-hmm.
And inevitably, well, it's not making it now. You know, and it's like, well, it has to make the noise for me to tell you what it is, and it's because joke. But I've had some people get really mad because it won't make the noise.
Now, what do you call the little plug that's underneath the steering wheel, usually underneath the dashboard that you can plug into and you can diagnose a lot of things going on with it?
Right. It's a DLC connector.
Okay.
But, you have obviously at 1995 was the split year when they went from onboard diagnostic 1 to onboard diagnostic 2. From there, then they made it universal, where everybody manufacturer that actually came into the U.S. had to have the OBD2 connector in the car so it could actually pull some kind of codes out of it. It's a DLC connector.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that because I know a lot of people that are going out and spending $200 or $300 mm-hmm. for a machine that they can plug in and diagnose their own car. But they've ended up finding out that the software is not up to date.
Correct.
For some reason, that particular computer is not doing what they paid money to have done.
Correct. And or they're not a technician to say what's wrong. For instance, you run over something in the middle of the road. Okay. Something jump, you know, a rock, whatever, stick, a piece of wood, whatever, and it hits the wire on the oxygen sensor. And let's say it breaks the wire. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now it'll set the check engine light off, and the check engine light, the computer says oxygen sensor bank one, sensor two, not functioning, or circuit high, or whatever. So what do you need to do?
Well, most people do-it-yourselfers would replace the oxygen sensor.
You got it. Exactly right. But with a technician, he goes and finds out why. And he goes, oh, you got a broke wire here. Let's fix the wire. And we're done. But you're right. That's what ends up happening. And that's where these machines, quote unquote, if you don't know what you're looking at and don't know what you're going after, will lead you down a weird road. I've had people come bring me a bag of parts and says, you know, I plugged my machine in, or I went to AutoZone or whatever, and they said, I need these parts. And I just stare at them like, you gotta be kidding me. You really want me to put all this, charge you to do that? And when the light doesn't go off, are you going to be upset? The answer is yes.
Yes.
So
they are.
I mean, and I've had that. I've had that before many times.
Well, having been, you know, on a church staff mm-hmm. and having been involved in service businesses as you are now, as a Christian person, you're constantly faced with people that are upset.
Oh yeah.
For one reason or another.
Right.
And really, you are, just as a Christian person, and this is not always, it's never easy, I would say. It's never easy, but sometimes you're going to blow it, but you got to do your best to just listen to people, understand right. people, but they can go off and literally cuss at you, and how do you deal with those type of situations?
You know what? It starts before you get to work. It starts way before you get to work. It starts at how you prepare your morning. You know, are you going to have God's voice inside your head, or are you going to have the world's voice inside your head? You know, if God doesn't lead you prior, who's going to lead you afterwards? Mm-hmm. Okay. It has to start before. It's your relationship with God before. But as far as when somebody's upset, they're upset. No one's happy that their car broke down. I've never had anybody come in and just jump for joy and says, oh man, what a great day. My car broke down. No one's done that. No one will ever do that. Just like no one's happy to go to a funeral home. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. I mean, no one's happy about certain things. And we get that. You know, but at the same time, emotions will fly and it's just the way it is. But as far as dealing with it, you have to deal with it before you walk in that front door. It's your relationship with Jesus Christ. That's what matters most. And if you're not taking care of it before you get in the door, I promise you, you won't take care of it after you get in the door, because it'll be all you then. It won't be nothing. And Christ won't be involved in it because you've not invited him in.
I work with some good friends here in Albuquerque with a company called 3D Security mm-hmm. Services Group. And they are former military, retired military guys, career guys in the military, have served. Thank you guys, Chris and John, for serving. But they have something that I quote all the time that they say. And they say, in a life or death or a difficult situation, you will not rise to the occasion. You will fall to the level of your training.
Right.
And that's what you're saying.
Right.
You're training. You're becoming confident in the Lord. Here's one thing that I find interesting. Christians will get mad at other people, maybe not overtly, but inside,
right.
and then they vent later, and they right. say, oh, I can't believe that this person said this, or I can't believe this person was mean to me. And I always think they ought to have a whole different perspective. We should expect sin.
Correct.
Because that's the most common reaction that we're going to get.
Right.
You know, for all have sinned. So why are we surprised when people are sinful and yelling and screaming mm-hmm. and out of control? We ought to expect that. The really right. cool ones, the really cool thing is when somebody has every reason to be upset and they come to you very godly, very mm-hmm. calmly,
yes.
talk with you, and it's just a blessing. And you know God is present when somebody's doing that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. I just had a gentleman last week. His name's Tony. Great guy. Great guy. And he just comes in and he's just so just calm and cool. And he's just, you know, beautiful man. And, we had, discussed, something about his vehicle and, you know, because he had another shop and he had a reason to be upset with him. But he wasn't. It was just, you could tell that he put God first. And he had every right to be upset with those people. But he wasn't.
But he wasn't. And they were probably blessed as a result.
They have to have been. They had to have been.
Yeah. John Chitwood in studio here at KNKT with Jim Williams. 505-338-5790 is the number to call. If you need to speak to John, he knows everything about cars. And if he doesn't know the answer this afternoon, I'm sure he'll find out what it is. If you have anything going on with your vehicle or you're looking at a new vehicle and you want to ask John anything, please give us a call. We're going to be back with more from John Chitwood right after these messages.
Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Gonstead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com or 505-884-8555.
Hey, Boudicke, Car Spa here. In the car care cleaning arena, Flex Service means one-stop everything. From express washing with courtesy vacuuming to our legacy full service and express and high-end detailing. We simply do it all at one stop, and we're the locals that have been doing it right for 46 years. We invite you to come and wash with us on the west side at our new Car Spa Flex West at 5401 Sevilla and Coors, across from Ginger's. See what you've been missing. Your car will be glad you did.
The Holy Spirit is mysterious. That is a scriptural fact. Jesus said he moves like the wind, and yet Christians are clearly instructed to develop a strong relationship with the Holy Spirit, as Skip Heitzig reminds us.
You can't neglect the Holy Spirit, since the scripture is full of the Holy Spirit, from beginning to end, from Genesis to Revelation.
Not only is the Bible full of the Holy Spirit, you can be too.
The Holy Spirit is a divine person who helps us. How many of you think you need all the help you can get to live your Christian life? Yeah, I'm with you. We need help.
Discover who the Holy Spirit really is and how He helps you with Pastor Skip's DVD study called Expound Holy Spirit. We'll send you a copy as thanks for your gift today to expand the Bible teaching outreach of Skip Heitzig. Plus, we'll also send you Skip's lifestyle booklet, Lust, How to Conquer It. Visit connectwithskip.com/offer. That's connectwithskip.com/offer. Or call 800-922-1888.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect, Jim Williams in studio with John Chitwood, Southern Boulevard Automotive. And we were just talking a little bit about preparing your heart for those tough customers that come in, and they may have a good reason or a bad reason to be mad. But if your mind and your heart's been prepared to hear from God and to speak words that are gracious and loving, then that situation normally goes better, John.
Of course. Of course it does. And, you know, and it's kind of like we were also saying, you know, even if you're on the other end of that, if you have a reason to be upset,
yes,
whose voice is inside your head then?
Well, I'm just going to tell you, as a basketball coach, I've yelled at more striped shirts than I care to admit to anybody. But for some reason, after, you know, 30 years of trying to calm down, and I view this testimony as actually kind of stupid, frankly, because in 30 years of yelling at basketball officials, how many times do you suppose somebody changed a call?
Zero.
That would be zero. Mm-hmm. So it's just dumb that you vent your emotions and stuff that way. But for some reason here, 5-6 years ago, I think because of my personal circumstances and being humbled in a very difficult way, God just got my attention. And now it's not even in my heart. I didn't even know it changed. I didn't even know it was removed after trying to do something about it myself. But I don't yell at basketball officials now. I don't even have a heart to do so. So it sounds like you are God's gifted you with the ability to just be a peacemaker and to listen to what people are saying.
Of course,
even though they may be raising their pitch. Still have a little problem with the way I talk to my kids and my girlfriend and things. I try to get a little elevated. So lessons learned here this afternoon with John Chetwood.
Of course, of course. You know, I mean, it's like with anything. Like you said, you know, did any of your complaints against an official change? And you said no. And you have to understand, you know, when we say choose our battles, will this be an exercise in futility? Okay. And, you know, I mean, there's sometimes you know how it is. You're just not going to please anybody.
Right.
You know, or that individual. That's just the way it is.
It is fascinating, though. Of course, Proverbs says a kind word turns away wrath.
Right.
So amazing what that does. Yeah. Even pausing and not responding when somebody's yelling at you and just smiling. Not in a condescending way,
correct,
like I'm going to ignore what you just said, but smile and have a gentle word back.
Right.
A lot of times that diffuses the whole situation. And I mentioned 3D Security Services Group, they do a great job providing security. They're always confronted with all kinds of issues from people that are frankly not very nice.
Right.
And these guys are experts at diffusing the situation and de-escalating, and it's amazing what they do. So let's get back to talking about cars a little bit. Tell me about your cars. Do you go buy the latest and greatest, Ford convertible Shelby Cobra and race it down the street?
I buy the latest and greatest used one. No, someone asked me this the other day. They said, what's your newest car? And I said, well, it's a 2012. It's the newest thing I own. And I can, you know, and that was amazing when you said that. You know, he says, well, I have a real old Nissan Armada and it's a 2005. And I'm thinking in my head, like, when did that get old?
Yeah, that's not that old. Yeah,
exactly. And when did that get old? You know, it's like, and I look in the mirror and like, oh, there he is.
I kind of think when something gets over 200,000 that it's old, John.
Not necessarily.
No.
Not necessarily. I actually have a customer. He goes to church here at Calvary. And he has a, where he delivers, and sells meat products and seafood and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And he'll buy a truck. And within a couple of years, it'll be close, pushing half a million miles.
Wow.
I mean, he's constantly on the road.
But he takes good care of them.
Oh, yeah.
So they keep
running. Oh, yeah, yeah. And he constantly doing the fluids and everything else. I mean, you know. But, I mean, that man will push the mileage.
Helen is on the phone with us. Thanks for calling, Helen. You got to have a question for John about your tires.
Hello?
Hi,
Hello,
Helen.
Hello. Yeah, when I'm on a tramway, what is it, 55 miles an hour, then there's a stop light, and I'm going to stop, and my steering wheel shimmies.
Okay. What that is, Helen, is actually you have a low spot on your brake rotors. How that happens is, and no one ever admits this, but this is the only way that it'll happen. If you come up to a stoplight, let's say it only takes once or twice to do this. You come up to a stoplight and you kind of have to abruptly stop really hard and you hold your foot on the brake pedal really hard. What happens is the rotor gets really hot. The pads actually sink down into the rotor just ever so slightly, maybe a thousandth of an inch. And then when you let off of that, all of a sudden now I got a low spot on my rotor. So on my brake rotor. So what happens then is when I go to brake, all of a sudden the pads will go inside and out and it'll make the steering wheel shimmy. It's what people will call a warped rotor. A warped brake rotor, and those just need to be machined and resurfaced and straightened up.
And is that on all four ones?
No. Well, I've seen it on all four, but generally speaking, it's just usually the front because they usually get hit hardest.
The one something in the front that's going on.
Yeah, the front brake rotors, correct.
So correct me, John, if I'm wrong, but you have discs on most cars today.
Mm-hmm.
And there's calipers that kind of squeeze that disc.
Squeeze the pads against the disc.
Squeeze the pads against the disc. So, Helen, what he's describing is that rotor that kind of rotates in a circle around or within the pads.
Right, like a wheel within a wheel.
Yeah, wheel within a wheel. It's wobbling a little bit.
Well, there's a low spot on it.
There's a low spot.
So the pads jump up and down, so it makes the whole wheel shake.
So now if she needs to get that, a lot of times you can just machine those rotors?
Correct. We can straighten them up.
Now would you do, you can't just do one. Don't you have to do both?
You have to do both front.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't have to do all four wheels, but you do have to do both front.
Does that help, Helen?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I was wondering how come it caused that. You know, for me to stop and it's going.
Yeah. No, no, and it happens. It happens. I mean, we see it every week. People will come in and we just show them and educate them and tell them, you know, this is why it's happening. But you know, your best bet is just to come up to a rolling stop. And once you're, you know, at a point where you're stopped, just barely hold the brake pedal so the car doesn't roll. Don't smash on the brake pedal.
Okay. Alrighty. Okay.
Thank you, Helen, for the call.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too, Helen.
We appreciate it. More with John Chitwood coming up in our last segment. Stay with us here on KNKT and ABQ Connect. Our phone number is 505-338-5790. We'll be right back.
Quality, experience, personal service. Dom Garcia Realty, placing the interest of others first.
We decided it was time for us to sell our home and move to a new location. When we came to the conclusion it was time to do that, we knew there was only one person we wanted to use as a realtor, and that was Dom Garcia.
He was a man of integrity, very humble. I think what I love the most about our transaction with him is not only did Dom pray with us, his wife did, Donna. And so we knew we were in good hands because we were with people that loved the Lord and wasn't afraid to show that. We put our house on for sale, and within 2 days, we had got a cash offer.
We are a full-service broker that includes working with buyers and sellers, renting, leasing, management, whether residential or commercial.
Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644, 899-4644.
Se habla español.
A Harvest America Moment with Pastor Greg Laurie.
We need to give our burdens to God. The other day, one of my grandchildren was troubled about something, and I was out of town, so I FaceTimed her. Tell me what's going on. I wanted to hear. It didn't seem like a big thing, but if it's a big thing to her, it's really kind of a big thing to me, too. And so in the same way, God says, I care about you. I'm concerned about you. Why don't you cast that on me? I'm asking you to do so. 1 Peter 5, look at verse 7. Casting all your cares upon him. Why? Because he cares for you. Listen, if it troubles you, it concerns God. So what do you do when your burdens are piling up? You bring them to God.
Impact your world with the gospel by knowing God and making him known. Connect with Pastor Greg Laurie and sign up to receive his free daily devotion emails. To get started, visit harvest.org today.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect.
John Chitwood in studio with Jim Williams here at ABQ Connect. John, of course, the owner of Southern Boulevard Automotive in Rio Rancho. John, how do they get in touch with you if they need to call you?
Our phone number is 505-892-2300.
So all kinds of car questions today. Interesting stuff. I mean, everything from tires. I've got a question. My daughter, she has a little shaking going on in her CRV Honda.
Okay.
And I took a look at the tires the other day, and the tires look fine, but I noticed that one of the little weights that sometimes on the rim of the tire, the wheel weight, that's broken off. Could that be causing that?
Well, it depends. I mean, does it shake when she gets up to a certain miles per hour?
I think it kind of shimmies around 40 to 50 miles an hour.
Okay, yeah. If that's it, then yeah, you probably just throw a wheel weight.
So she needs to go over and just get her wheels balanced.
Exactly, yeah.
How often should you be rotating tires and doing those kind of
every things? Other oil change.
Okay.
Well, and I say that every 6,000 miles.
6,000.
Every 6,000 miles. You know, if you're changing your oil, you know, a lot later, then, you know, I would do it between. I generally don't ever go over 6,000 miles without rotating my tires.
You mentioned earlier in the program, there's a lot of cars now being manufactured and the manuals are saying, oh, don't do an oil change every 3,000, do it every 6,000.
Correct.
Or even every 10,000.
Right.
I think your recommendation is not to pay attention to that.
Well, you know what? I mean, everybody has free will and choice.
Sure.
Okay. From what I've seen, don't do it. Because here's the problem. We've had people come in and they got brand new Toyotas or brand new Hondas or Subaru or General Motors, whoever it may be. And all of a sudden they're like, I tow it in because the engine's making noise. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they said, the manufacturer says I don't have to change my oil for, you know, thousands of miles. And no, I haven't checked it. And you go and you check it and there's no oil in there. And then you find out because your engine will start to burn the oil when it loses its viscosity. It'll get by the rings and it will burn. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it starts using oil. And there is a lot of manufacturers out there that have, and I don't want to point the finger at any particular ones here, but they'll tell you that using a quart to two quarts every 4,000 miles is acceptable.
And that obviously is not.
To me, it's
kind
not.
Of ridiculous. So we talked earlier about you find a used car.
Mm-hmm.
They can come to Southern Boulevard Automotive and spend $110
Correct. And
get an evaluation, get
Correct. The
whole car checked out. Now, that doesn't guarantee absolute.
Oh, there's no crystal ball.
There's no crystal ball, but you're going to give them a pretty good, solid idea.
Yeah.
And you're also going to see some trends with that car.
Of course.
Like
of course.
If somebody hasn't changed the oil for, you know, 6 months or 8 months,
right.
You can tell.
Oh, you'll see it.
And you're going to immediately say, look, I wouldn't buy this car because a person before you didn't take it.
Yeah, there's a lot of sludge buildup. There's, you know, you can see there, you know, someone has tried just to wash off the engine and spray it down with some clear coat and make it look great, you know,
right.
Or oil or something. Yeah.
How about if you tell us a little bit about, I don't want you to ask a math problem right mm-hmm. now, but you're asking people to make an investment in their car. They just spent $20,000 on a used car.
Okay.
By the way, if you haven't been out looking at new cars, they're right. a lot more than that.
Oh, yeah.
So if you spend that much money, how much is someone going to invest in making sure the fluids are regularly changed, making sure their tires are rotated? Ballpark me on what annual maintenance is on a vehicle.
Just annual maintenance? You figure, you know, because, I mean, the manufacturer, you know, and what's kind of a set goal is every 3 months or every 3,000 miles. The months on changing your oil, that is. The months were put in there because of California, New York, Chicago, Denver, where you're sitting in traffic for hours and hours and hours and hours. Okay. I may be, you know, in California, let's say, I got to go 10 miles, but it took me 3 hours to get there.
And more heat because you
exactly.
don't have air running through
exactly.
your radiator.
So that's where the month and the time frame of changing your oil came in at. Okay.
Okay.
You know, so because it may take me a year to get up to 3,000 miles in that kind of a deal, but my car's been running as if it had been gone 10,000 miles. Okay. So that's where the mileage came in at. But out here in New Mexico, we don't have that. That's why I tell my customers, I'll put on the sticker 3 months, but it's every 3,000 miles.
Gotcha.
You know, because here, out here, where do we sit for hours and hours every single day?
So oil changes, $100, $150
Oh, no. Oil change, you know, about, you know, depending on kind of, if you want synthetic oil, obviously it's going to be higher. We use a synthetic blend, you know, on our regular oil changes. A regular oil change usually average about $40.
So $40. So
multiply that by four.
Yeah. Four or five, you know, if you
exactly.
average at mileage, 15,000. Well,
yeah,
I guess it's hard
you know,
to say.
Exactly.
Depends
upon the person. Exactly.
Well, I think it sounds like you could probably take very good care of your car with $300 or $400 a year.
Correct.
Preventive maintenance.
Right.
Maybe a little inconvenient because you have to drop it off for a few hours at the dealership, but that's pretty simple to schedule.
Exactly right. And have them rotate the tires every other oil change to make sure they're there, especially with these new all-wheel drive vehicles. Because with the all-wheel drive vehicles, the tire circumference has to be the same.
Awesome. John Chitwood, Southern Boulevard Automotive. Tell us your phone number one more time,
John. That's 892-2300.
Thank you for listening today to KMKT. Tomorrow, Trish Porter Topmiller. She's written a book called King Here. We're looking forward to talking to Trish. Have a great afternoon.
ABQ Connect is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any part of today's show, get the free podcast at knkt.com.